I Stood on the Banks of the Jordan is another great classic gospel song by the Reverend James Cleveland. He saw his share of funerals while serving as minister of music at Faith Temple in New York City. He worked next in Philadelphia. Then he moved to Detroit to become minister of music under Dr. C.L. Franklin, Aretha Franklin's father. Then to Chicago, back to Detroit, and finally settled in Los Angeles, where he started the Cornerstone Baptist Church, which quickly grew from 100 to 7,000 members. Since James Cleveland found the singers in L.A. were not yet polished, when it came time to complete his recording contract with Savoy Records, he convinced some friends, including Billy Preston, to record with him, and they were joined by the angelic choir from the Baptist Church in Nutley, New Jersey. This is the recording we hear today. It was recorded live. I'm told it was the first live gospel album ever made. You can hear the interplay, Reverend Cleveland playing off the crisp rhythms of both keyboards and the precise entries and rests of this highly disciplined choir. But those words. Mom, Bruce, and I watched Dad die. Maybe you have watched a loved one leave. If so, you know it's a quiet, sacred time, like no other kind of time. And like the song says, we are left behind, even though we know full well, in the words of this song, we got our ticket in our pocket. But meanwhile, all we can do is watch those ships go by. We hear this 1962 live recording by the composer, Reverend James Cleveland, and the angelic choir from Nutley, New Jersey, Billy Preston, on the organ.
I had to stand one day and watch Mother go home. Glory to God. I stood on the banks of Jordan. Watched the ship of Zion go sailing over. Stood on the banks of Jordan one day.
Oh, ship of
saw it, I said, Lord, I've got my ticket. Down here. You took my father.
Yes, sir.
You came back and got my mother. You took everything to me that was so dear. And all I could do was stand there. On the banks of Jordan, mother was going home. I saw the ship. Home after a while. Those were the last words I ever told my mother. Yes, sir. She closed her eyes and she went on to glory with a smile. And while she did, all I could do was stand there. I'm dead. My heart was heavy as I watched the ship. Somebody's ship, somebody's ship, oh.